I'm Charis Santilli. I was born with ambition. My parents were entrepreneurs and I pushed myself to be high school valedictorian, class president, most artistic, and most likely to succeed. The summer I turned 19, we celebrated my dad's 50th birthday with a hot air balloon ride. A crash landing left him with a broken neck, me with a broken heart, and my mom coping through alcohol. My relentless ambition helped me become a successful entrepreneur, yet my own private paralysis and overachiever addiction ruled me. I finally ventured on a quest for my best life. I found the path of my inner peace, how to stay on it, and how to show the way for others. Now it's your turn. Ready to take that load off your shoulders? Join me so you can cherish your life. I'm so grateful you're here to join me through the ups and downs of life. Although I'm here to be your guide, I'm also a fellow traveler. And I know that sometimes this journey can feel like a wild and wacky journey. Today, we're going to explore a powerful visual concept that was inspired by something I heard on a podcast interview a while back with Jeff Lerner. Imagine you're holding a compass in your hand, and let's assume this is the compass of your life. Now, I want you to ask yourself, where is the magnet that orients this compass? Is it deep within you, or is it somewhere outside of you? We often find ourselves looking outward for direction. We seek validation from others, from our careers, from material success, and even from social media. It's like the magnet for our own compass exists in external approval and all these other things, which are constantly shifting targets and really difficult to pin down. There's so many challenges with this. When those expectations from society or others around you, and when that external validation influences our direction, at some point it'll catch up with you and you will feel some version of lost or of disconnection from your true self or not feeling satisfied. And honestly, just downright exhausted from trying to chase a ton of moving targets. So now if you shift your perspective and you imagine that the magnet for your compass is not outside of you, but it's deep within you, this magnet then is reflective of your values and your passions and your inner wisdom. And it's that quiet voice that whispers and guides you to what is actually your true north. But, you know, one of the keys is you got to get still to hear it. And something else to of course point out is that this is also in connection with whatever spiritual beliefs you hold. When we can really tune in and listen to this inner magnet, that's when the magic happens. That is when our steps are more purposeful, our path is clearer, the journey feels better, is more authentically us. We're no longer seeking the external stuff to make us feel better because it doesn't. And if we're really being guided by that force that is uniquely ours, that's the one that knows our heart's true wishes and our purpose. But how do you find that inner magnet? You need to start with some curiosity about yourself. You need to really get to know your likes and dislikes and what makes you, you know, feel like you're lit up and what drains you too. That can all of that can change over time. Journaling, meditating, spending time in nature, breathing, catching those first thoughts before all the analytical voices come in do whatever it takes to connect with your inner self. And remember, this is not a one and done situation. Your internal magnet will continue to shift as you grow and evolve. That's how it's supposed to be. Just do whatever you can to stay connected with yourself, check in regularly with yourself, and then keep adjusting your course as needed. But make sure you're adjusting it to this pull that's inside of you. And I get that it can be connected with something bigger and something out there, but it's the bigger that is through us, not the stuff that's out there, literally people and things and status and stuff. It's the more expansive that you have to go in to be able to access. Inward is the path to that. So as you move forward, I want you to join me. I invite you to join me in challenging yourself to lean more into your internal guidance. I have been doing this massively lately. I have been listening to catch these little, for me, there's kind of a yes, no, or a wait kind of a feeling, a sense inside of me that I can catch really quickly before I try to logic it all out. And I've been just playing a game and going with that little quiet whisper frequently and practicing it. And again, making it more playful, like, let's just try this on for size. And I'm telling you, the more you do it, the easier it gets and the more your life feels like it's in flow. A big part of this is trusting that you have everything within you that you need. You really do. I want you to trust, because it took me so long to do this for myself and I'm still working on it. But I trust myself so much more than I did years ago. And I want you to trust yourself. I want you to trust you have everything you need to navigate this sometimes beautiful and sometimes turbulent journey. And I know that if you've had some external magnets that have been pulling you along for a while, this may be a little more challenging right now. But the more you tune in to that inner being, the more aligned your path will become. And you're going to get this greater sense of fulfillment and a whole lot more peace and so much more satisfaction than external achievements and validation can provide. So as we wrap up today, I really encourage you to hold that visual of the compass in your hand and be honest with yourself. Let's get real. Where is the magnet that you're letting guide you? Is it inside you? Or is it out there somewhere? And then what do you need to pull it back in? Our closing quote today is by Henry David Thoreau. Go confidently in the direction of your dreams. Live the life you've imagined. I hope you're enjoying my Cherish Your Life podcast. If this is supporting you in any way, please review, subscribe, and share it with friends and family. You can follow me on social media at Cherish Your Life, and my website is cherishyourlife.com. Yep, my name's unique. Here's an easy tip for you to pronounce and spell it. It's like the city, Paris, but with a CH. Special thanks to my dear friend, Paul Suyelgis, who enhanced and mixed the musical track. Little did we know back in college in the 90s, while my then boyfriend, now husband, and I listened to Paul riff on his guitar, that he'd be helping me decades later give a creative touch to something called a podcast.